The first mission, as we've seen, is technically somewhat challenging. Let's just look through it a little. Katcha kashm shachta medarim mo'alim bahem. Shachta medarim kibbal dam b'tzafa. B'tzafa kibbal dam medarim. Daman bedarim. Shachta b'yom zark b'layil. B'layil zark b'yom. Shachta m'chutz l'zmanim chutzim komo. Mo'alim bahem. Klalim r'yishua. Kol shoy lo shas hetu l'kuhanim. Mo'alim bahem. Kol shloy lo shas hetu l'kuhanim. Mo'alim bahem. Ezu yishahi lo shas hetu l'kuhanim. Shalonim shenitma v'shiyatza. Ve'ezu yishlo hayu lo shas hetu l'kuhanim. Shenishka l'chutz l'zmanim chutzim komo. V'shikib l'psul l'zark w'es dama. Based on this Mishnah and the Gemara that comes afterwards, there are just two pshat issues we have to address on the Mishnah, which is A, how do they pick what order to put all the different psulim in the first half of the Mishnah? Or, I guess, let's take one step. A is the question, Tosos de Ramaskol Shesh Shachtan, which is why did it say, Kachim Shesh Shachtan Bedorim Molim Behem, and then repeat again, Shachtan Bedorim. And there, you know, Tosos is Maskana, which Rashi says the same thing. He just adds one little word in his Perush, is that B'der Ketzad, Kachi, Kachim, Sheshachtam, Bedarim, Ma'alim, Bahem, is like general, and then getting into specifics, you know, Shachtam, Bedarim, Kibbol, Adon, Tzafam, Tzafam, Kibbol, Adon, Bedarim, we'll see, then the Shidim Gobetz says, quoting, I think it's Tosos Rein Peretz, has a different possibility that Kach Shachtam Shachtam Bedarim means Shachtam Bedarim V'Kibul Damam Bedarim, which is something different than all the other cases in the Mishnah. But we'll come back to that in a few moments. The second issue that we have to address is there seems to be two different categories in this Mishnah. There are psulim that didn't have Shas Hetu L'Kohanim, which are Bar Me'ilah, which is the first part and the last part. And then there are psulim which had a shas hetu l'kohanim, which are not bar me'ilah, which is the middle, right? The psulim that had a shas hetu l'kohanim are one of nitma v'yatza, right? After zrika, after the carbon's kosher, something bad happened to the basar. The psulim in the very ratio, in the very seifa, don't have a shas hetu l'kohanim, so they remain in the status of me'ilah. That's the rule of kachi kachim, right? Tosos, first of all, gives a little introduction. Kachi kachim, until the basar is nitma l'kohanim, the whole thing has me'ilah. Once they do the Zrika, the Basar is Nitra L'Kohanim, at least the Basar gets out of the category of Me'ilah. Why in the Reisha, when they want to give the list of Psulim that's still Me'ilah, they have Shritas Dorum, Kabbalas Dorum, Shritas Laila, Kabbalas Laila, Chutz Zmanu Chutz L'Mkomo. But in the Seifa, they have Chutz Zmanu Chutz L'Mkomo and Kabbalas Zrikas Psulim. Meaning the Gavra who did the Avodah is a puzzle. How come the Reisha doesn't have Kabbalas Zrikas Psulim? And the Seifa doesn't have Dorum and doesn't have Dorum and Laila. So Rashi addresses that question. And let's just make a list of the sort of shot issues. Also, not to worry, have abstract language conceptual issues. First of all, what does it mean, the kachi kachim sheshachtan badorom? So here, Tosfos says, and Rashi say, it's b'der ketzad, it's an introduction, and we'll see later on that the Shidu Gobetzis will say it means shachtan badorom viki doldaman badorom. And we'll explain why no one else agrees with that in a moment. Second shot issue is, why is there a different list in the Reisha and the Seifa? And what does Rashi seem to say about this? Rashi says no good reason. Right? Rashi says, that's the very end. Okay, the gifts are not so clear, but pretty much everyone agrees it means. Yeah, they could have said these ones in the Reisha, or they could have said the Reisha ones in the Seifa, right? Lachor goes both ways. They could have said the Reisha ones in the Seifa, they could have said the Seifa ones in the Reisha. So Rashi says, no reason. The question is, you know, is there a, you know, perhaps valid explanation, even on the simple level, as to why there would be, two different lists? And to do that, I think we have to just get into pshat in the Gemara Agav, one thing which I do not have a solution for is the Stira and Rashi. What's the Stira and Rashi in the Mishnah? How to interpret the words. You're welcome to work on it. How to interpret the words Kiblu Psulim. What kind of Psulim are we talking about? Right? What does Rashi say in the middle of the Mishnah? Tameim. What does Rashi say at the end of the Mishnah? Bali Mumin. Now, why does Rashi comment on the whole Mishnah twice? The Shidva Gavetz Eschaf gives us a clue about that. He points out that, oh, Rashi and Daf, was it? No, it must be Sifkatan Tesayin, I meant. Rashi and Avdalon and Beis gives a different Perush. You know, and often in our, Rashi didn't write on any Dafim. There are no standardized Dafim. But the way they break up the Mishnah and where they put pieces of the Mishnah in the Vilna Shas is pretty much random. I mean, if you go to ancient Kisvei Yad, you know, the Mishnais are Mishnais, the Gemaras are Gemaras. How much Mishnah they put before how much Gemara, and do they, like, repeat each line of the Mishnah when they get to that part of the Gemara or not, is sort of random, because the most ancient Kisvei Yad have Mishnah in the middle and Gemara on the side, like Rashi. And then they need to put other people on the side, so they tried to integrate the Mishnah in the Gemara. So this is one of the cases where this line in the Gemara gets repeated again in the Dalet Amud Beis, like the normal Derech of Shas, that they repeat a line of the Mishnah. Sorry, this line of the Mishnah gets repeated. They often repeat the line of the Mishnah that they're up to now when they finish discussing the ratio, want to get up to the Seifa. So Rashi, originally, he had a Ksav Yad, or he had a Gemara, where the Mishnah was said here, and then this line was repeated in Dalet Amud Beis. So the first part of Rashi is what he wrote on Beis Amud Aleph. The second part of Rashi is what he wrote on Dalet Amud Beis. And that's where the Stira, that's why Rashi interpreted the whole Seifa twice. First is how he interpreted it in the beginning of the Sechah, then how he interpreted it after the Gemara finished the Resha on Dalet Amud Beis, or whatever page he was on, and decided to discuss the Seifa. That still doesn't explain why, you know, when the Mishnah first comes in, when they get back to the Mishnah, he should interpret it two different ways. And some of the Achronim have tried to come up with all kinds of solutions, and I certainly welcome everyone to try your best. I haven't really found any good answers. L'chore, there is one. But you might want to think about why Rashi was Sosa himself. I haven't been able to figure it out. What can I do? So we're not going to discuss that. Getting back to the Mishnah, let's look at the... What? Yeah, but if he bothers to say what kind of... The truth is on Dahayim and Beis, you'll see, the Rashi and Tosas, what kind of psulim we might be talking about in our Mishnah. But if he bothers to say what kind of psulim, you'd think he should have some. He should be consistent. You're right. The truth is Rashi could very well say all psulim are the same. So I'll give one example here, one example there. It's still a little funny, and you would hope he had some sort of good reason. But in economy, no, the Gersha the Tzon Kutchin. The later Achronim say that they don't totally understand why the Tzon Kutchin thought that Gersha made so much sense. So it does not make me any happier. You could look in the back, in the Ozva Hutter, they actually have the Tzon Kutchin in the back, but it's a little hard to figure out where he's going. Okay. He's clearly trying to do something lumpish, but it's hard to figure out where he's going. Okay. Back to our Mishnah. Let's look at the Gemara now. So the Gemara says, Katani Kutchin Kutchin Shaftim Adarim Ba'olam Bahem Pshita. Right? Obviously there's Me'ilah, because they were hektish, right? While the animal's alive, right? Kutchin Kutchin, from the moment your Makshidin said, this is Achatas Asham Ola, whatever, it is bar meila until it's hutar. So obviously the meila. So now mishum d'shach. So pshita mishum d'shach. He tells me daran apikina miday meila. Right? It's direct. Salkadai from the whole lamer ulam Rabbi Yochanan kach mishum esu yotzim day meila dvar Torah. Hachanami kach gadol Rabbi daran kwan nechan kenu dami ka mashvulan. So here the Gemara points out that to be a bar meila you need to walk somewhat of a tightrope, which is really what's going to underlie the whole all the pshat issues in this sugya, is that there are two ways that kutchin kutchin can be yotzim de me'ila. One way is what's mentioned in the Mishnah. Kol sheis v'shas heter l'gohanim. If it becomes close enough to heter, if it becomes almost kosher, right, shas heter l'gohanim, then it's yotzim de me'ila, because it's so kosher that it's yotzim de me'ila. There's another possibility. If it becomes so puzzle, then it's also yotzim de me'ila. Kutchin kutchin shemesu, yotzim de me'ila dvar Torah, at least on a derisa level, this... So you seem to assume we're discussing the Raisa level in our Mishnah, like Pshat. Right? If the animal just paters and dies, then it's Yotzi Midei Me'ila, because Me'ila is Bikubah, the Chatzim Shkodim, Kodshe Hashem, Kadosh Hashem requires that it have some purpose in Avodas Hashem, that it have some purpose in the Mikdash, to give it Kedusha. And if the animal just dies, there's nothing you can do with it, because we paskin that. You can't be poded. For sure we paskin in Kadosh Mizbeach. That once the animal dies, you can't be poded it. Normally, if the animal gets a mum, of course there's still Me'ilah. What do you mean? It's still Kadosh Hashem. It just is the Kedusha of a Baal Mum that you have to be poded and use the money buy a new carbon. In the end, it'll be Nikrav. It'll just be Nikrav in the new Gilgal. But economically, the same value will be Nikrav. But Kadosh Mishamesu, you can't be poded out. That's what Rashi means. He says, it's no good for Hashem because it's dead. And it's no good for people because you can't be poded. There's a rule of Hamad of Aracha. You can only be poded standing, meaning a live animal. I mean, the animal can sit, but it means it has to be a live animal. So therefore, if you can't be poded it, then you can't use the money for a carbon. So it's totally junk, right? It's total garbage. And if it's total garbage, that's not Kadosh Hashem. There's no Kedusha. And therefore, there's no Me'ilah. So the Havmi is that Shechitas Darom is like, that's Chankinu. The animal doesn't die. If I kill the animal, it's probably usher for me to kill the animal, because it's got to be at least as bad as putting a mum in the animal, which is a lav. But if I kill the animal, Chankinu, then there's no more Me'ilah, because now a piece of garbage. It's not Shayach for any Kedusha purpose anymore. So the Havmi, you would have said that Shechitas Darom, the Havmi is that Shechitas Darom is such a big psul because you shecht it in the wrong place. It's like you didn't shecht it. It's like you killed it. Shechting in the Darom is killing, not shechting. And if you killed it, then it's Yotzim de Me'ilah le'idach kisa, not because it's so kosher. Because it's so possible that it's mufka from any, from the realm of kachim. So that's the Havmina Kamash Malan, that no. Kamash Malan, kachim eish lochazu klau. Kamash Malan, not it, that. Kachrish and Mesu are no good at all. Aval Darom, Nehida, in the Roy Lukachim, Kadosh, Roy Lukachim, Kalim. But Darom, granted, Darom is not a valid Shkita for Kachim, but since it is a valid Shkita for Kachim, Kalim, therefore it's not so puzzle and it still is a Bar Me'ilah. What exactly does the line of the Gemara mean? This is controversial. We'll come back to it on days when days. But I ask you to look at the Shita and the Betzis here, because the simple, most mainstream accepted shot is, you ask yourself, I think the Shita and the Betzis asked this Lashon. Who the heck cares if it's kosher for kachim kalim? Lemaisa, I killed this animal in a completely inappropriate, useless, pointless fashion. So, what does the Yeshivim Gretz explain? That what seems to be underlying our Gemara, he's influenced by the next Amud. That, why is Shechitas Darom taka, what's the Kamashal, why is Shechitas Darom more kadosh than kachim shemesu? Exactly, because since Shechitas Darom, it's not chenek, it's not misa. It's within the realm of Kachim, because it's perfectly good for Kachim Kalim. Therefore, since what you messed up, because you didn't mess up by doing something outside the realm of Kachim, you messed up by doing something inside the realm of Kachim, right? That's often parallel to what we call Psula Bakodesh, right? The Psula is like within the realm of Kachim, not that you treat it as non-Kachim. You just messed up within the different options of Kachim. Therefore, the rule is, this is what all of Beis and Beis, and Gimel and Aleph, and half of Gimel and Beis is about, and also Lotere, this is the ninth parak of Zvachim. Anyone remembers the ninth parak of Zvachim? If you learned Daf Yomi, then it was only, you know, 4.5 months ago. So, HaMizbeach Mekadosh, the Pasuk says, right? If you remember the Chumash, it says, Kolon Ogea B'Hayah Mizbeach Kodesh Kadoshim, Kolon Ogea B'Mizbeach Yikdosh. What's the din of Kolon Ogea B'Mizbeach Yikdosh? That, it doesn't mean Chulin you put on the Mizbeach becomes Kachim. You put chulin on the back, you have to take it out very, very quickly. That's chulin mazar. It means that a pasul karbon, but that's not pasul because you totally treated it as not kachim at all. It's pasul within the different details of kachim. You know, you messed up. It's pasul. You're supposed to stand like burn it, you know, in a pile of wood somewhere. It's totally pasul. It's not bar hakrava. But b'dieved, if you put it on the mizbeach, then kolagev is af yikdash. Then it becomes appropriate for hakrava, and you can leave it on the mizbeach. And you know, basically, once you put it on the mizbeach, you can leave it on the mizbeach. You can make it burn a little faster, etc. You know, it becomes kivu kosher again. That's imolsa lo teirid. So there are two kinds of psulim. There's a big psul that's imolsa teirid. Even if you put it on the mizbeach, but you have to take it down. Like for example, an animal that was never fit for a carbon in the first place, l'kuli alma, an animal that was never fit for a carbon, like, right, robea, venirba, and klayim, and trefa, and yotzei dofin, and all the other chevra, if you put it in the deck, you have to take it down.
For sure, something which is never meant for hakrava, like the meat of a chatas or a shlamin, if you put it on the mizbeach, you have to take it down. For sure, chulin, if you put it on the mizbeach, you have to take them down. But a kachin that has a psul within the realm of kachin, you know, simplifying here, if you put it on the mizbeach, it stays there. It's a bar hakrava. It has some potential for hakrava within it. So, what is the Shivan Gatz explaining? This is, again, a simple shot. Okay, you'll look. When you get to the next element, you'll look back at the current order here and see where he disagrees. But he says that, what's the Gemara saying, because it's good for Kachim Kalim? What it means is that, since Shvita's Darom is good for Kachim Kalim, therefore it was still a psul that was in the realm of Kachim. And once the psul that was within the realm of Kachim, therefore, in also Loteire, Bidyevin, if you put it in the Mizbeach, it would be a bar hakrava, and therefore it still has kedusha. Therefore, it's still kachi Hashem, even though you're not supposed to be makter it. But since if you did, it would be valid. It's still called kachi Hashem, and that's what the Gemara is saying. They're saying it's not such a big soul like kachi Hashemesu that yotzei be kachi Hashem legamri. It's still kachi Hashem, so it has some hakrova potential even on the bidyevin level. No, you're not yotzei the karbon, meaning what we call ritzoy or kapara. That's clear. I mean, if I shecht a bedarom, I still have to bring another karbon, assuming it was a karbon I'm obligated to bring. It's just that the piece of meat that I already put on the mizbeach can stay on the mizbeach.
What? Yeah, for sure. It's not. There's no ritzoy. You're not yotzei the karbon.
It has to stay on the
mizbeach. It has to, right. It's also to take it down. Right. I'm also low tayrit.
Are we saying there's a complete correlation between there being
and in Im alu lo yerdu? I am saying now that there is a complete correlation. Why am I saying that? Not just to the Shibu Gvetz, this is the one part I'm fudging a little. Because the Gemara on the base seems to say that. So what I'm saying now, let's assume there's a complete correlation between Im alu lo yerdu and Me'ilah. The problem is that we get to the Rambam, we'll see that it's not so pashut. But that's the simple shot. That is the simple shot is a complete correlation, because that seems to be the assumption of the Shakavataria on the next Amud. Okay, so we've seen that it's still good. Now the Gemara goes through. What's the chiddush of all of them? So the Gemara says, Kamashwan, Kachim Shabam, Kalhani, Lumli Missing Kalhani. Why do we need all the examples? So we have the principle. The principle is, it's not like Kachim Shemesu, it's still in the realm of Kedusha, let's say, because Im Olu Lo Yerdu. So it's still Bar Me'ila. So why do we need all the examples? Srihi, Itani Shachim, Darm Kibbutzah, Dom Betzafon, right, where we did Kachuto, Hacha, the Ismu Me'ilam Shabam, the Kabbalah Betzafon. So if you would say Shchitas Darum Kabbalah Safon, maybe that's Me'ilah, because it's not such a big psul, because at least the Kabbalah was okay. Right? Why is it more important the Kabbalah be okay than the Shchita? Because the Gemara says Shchita. Or even, correct, but even more strongly, the Gemara says in Zvachim, Shchita Lava Vodihi. I think it's in Daf Yudah Yud Aleph, but I might be wrong. Yeah? Daf Yudah Yud Aleph. All right, something's around there. What? Yud Aleph? Okay. Shchita Lava Vodihi. In the Yuds, Shchita Lav Vodi, which means not just Shchita is technically Tzir Bazar. It doesn't have the status of Avoda. Okay, it's a big deal in Yerushalayim what exactly it means to add by saying it doesn't have the status of Avoda, because in some ways it does, in some ways not. But clearly, Shchita is a lower level of Avoda. It's Kasher Bazar, right? You don't need any of the requirements of Kasher and Zar and all the other Psulim, right? A Tamei and an Onein and, you know, and Baal Mom and all those other people, Kudshef, and you don't need Rakitz Yadayim Raglayim or Big Day Kahuna or et cetera. So therefore, say maybe here it's a small enough psul that it's not like mufka, it doesn't become like kachim shemesu. Because at least only the shchita was messed up. The shchita is not so important. Aval shach mitzav megibul darom, hol megibul darom nothing neviila. But you might think that if you do the kabbalah on the darom, that's such a big psul that it's like kachim shemesu. That's totally mufka from the realm of kachim. So therefore, Kamashwa, no, even that's not such a big soul. It still is Me'ilah. And if you would teach us Darom, at least that's because you brought in the right time. You brought it in a time when you could have been Makriv. So it's not so bad. So it's not. So therefore, it still is Me'ilah. I will shock the lives Zark Biyom, Lila Manakrav. But if you shechted it at night, you might have thought that, well, that's totally Mufka. You shechted it at night. It's not the time to catch him at all. That's like killing it. And therefore, it would have no Me'ilah. So therefore, Kamashwa.
Just really wanted you. to what you need to go both ways?
No, because this is what's called lozu afzu katani. One of the drachim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is assuming there's a lozu afzu katani. Not only this has me'ila, even that has me'ila. Not only that has me'ila, even the next thing has me'ila. So it's, the Gemara doesn't say the words, but it's clearly saying lozu afzu katani. That's fine. Well, don't use the words chutz zman and chutz mkomo, because those are jargon words meaning machsheves pigel and machsheves chutz mkomo. But the Gemara here seems to be assuming that shechting the wrong time is worse than shechting the wrong place. Why? Because Doron was not the right place for this karbon, but Lila is not the right time for any karbon. So therefore, it would seem to make sense, I'll be common sense, that Lila should be worse. So you might think shechting at night, that's killing it, has no me'ila at all. So Gamashla, no, even Lila is not such a bad soul. And it's still okay. It's not so clear why Lila is not such a bad soul. Rashi seems to say, because Lila lav mechusar zman. Lila, it's like part of the same day. The Gemara uses that in a few places. We're talking about techno mechusar zman. What's considered not in the time yet? So it says, at nighttime, even though you can only bring karbanos during the day, at night you're already in the time. Because it's all one unit of a day. It's just that you have to wait for the light to come, for the sun to come up, or for the dawn to rise before you actually do it. But you're in the right time period. You're fundamentally in the right time period. Just you technically need to wait for some light. So Rashi seems to say, because since Laila and Yom are fundamentally one unit, they're not two units, they're fundamentally one unit of time, therefore it's close enough that it's still Bar Me'ilah. Many other achronim give a simpler explanation of why, what would you have said, simpler explanation of why Lila's not so bad? Lila's not like killing it?
It's right for Evarim and Pedarim.
Exactly, it's right for Evarim and Pedarim, right? Everyone knows that the Avodas HaMatir, that the Dam, all the Avodas you do with the Dam, or in a minhag, all the Avodas you do with the Kometz have to be done during the day, right? The Dam has to reach the Mizbeach during the day. But the Evarim and Pedarim, Evarim meaning the pieces of an Ola, that after it's already a kosher Ola because you resorted the Dan, you have to burn all the pieces, or the Pedarim, meaning the fats of all Karbanos, you have to at least burn the fats on the Mizbeach. So the Evarim or Pedarim, then you can makrib all night. That's the first Pasuk, okay, technically the second, in Parsha Sav, right? He holal, mokadam, zech, halalat, aboker, which means that once you did the Dan during the day, you can be makrib, burn the pieces on the Mizbeach, burn the meat or fat on the Mizbeach all night. So therefore, night really is a Zman Avoda, because it's a Zman for doing that part of the Avoda. Therefore, it's close enough, and it still is not like killing it. It's still in the realm of Kutchim and has Me'ila. Okay, so Rashi says one way, and other Rishonim say another way. Who specifically says that? The Shinu Kvetzis. Great. Okay. I have a number written down somewhere. You can find it if you want. Let's continue. If it just says shechting at night, you would have thought, because since only the shechting was at night, but the Kabbalah was okay, that's why it's not so bad. Because, sheet is not so important. But you might think you do Zrika at night, since you did Zrika at a time which is not shy for Akrava, and Zrika is an important Avoda, then it should be just like you killed it, and it should be totally Mufka from Me'ila. So, the law is Me'ila. Kamash Malan. Okay, Kamash Malan. Last point. Chutz lizmano and chutz lemkomo lemai chazi. Chutz lizmano and chutz lemkomo. Right? Le mai chazi. Meaning, what's I understand, Darom, that's not like killing it because it's where you shech chutz and kalim. I understand Lila in the end, that's not like killing it, even though the Gemara doesn't explain why, but the Rishonim fill in, like, I guess it's obvious that either it's Lila lam b'chusar zman, since it's the same unit as the day that makes it close enough, or because Lila is roi for haktaras evarim v'pedarim, it's roi for other parts of the avoda. But chutz zman v'chutzim koma, chutz zmanu means what we call pigel, right? When you did the avoda, you had in mind to eat it after the time, or chutzim komo, when you did avoda, you had in mind to eat it outside of the right place, right? What's the nafgamina between chutz zmanu v'chutzim komo? Karis, exactly. Pigel is chayv karis. If chutzim komo is pasul, it's kachim sulam, but there's no karis. So, hold on. Why isn't that like killing it? If I shefted it, made it pigel, so why isn't that like killing it? After all, that's not roi for anything, right? Chutzim mano is totally the antithesis of all kachim, right? That has no potential, like, similarity to any hefter. So, why should it be bar me'ilah? The word explains, no.
No, since this is a funny din, and actually technically the Imaratzim Gula is only Chutzis Mano. But we always have a heckish in Chutzis Mano and Chutzis Makomo, so we don't sweat that particular detail. What is Maratzim Pigula? This is one of the most interesting, funny things in the Sefer Zvachin, that in order to be Chayiv Pigul, right, you have to work hard to be Chayiv Kurs sometimes. You have to be a bit of a London if you want to know how to be Chayiv Kurs sometimes. Right? In order to be Chayiv Kurs, to make something really Chalos Pigul, and whoever eats it is Chayiv Kurs, but the guy who does it, Machshav is Chutzis Mano, he's not Chayiv Kurs. The carbon becomes a cheftzah pigle that overeats his high cars. In order to make it a cheftzah pigle, it has to be totally kosher, except for the machshava chutz lizmano, meaning if I sheft it or do the Kabbalah or some other blocha thinking chutz lizmano, and I also mess it up in another way, then I'm not chayiv karis. Because that's not pigle, that's puzzle stuff. What do you mean? There's no pigle on puzzle karbanos. There's no pigle on kosher karbanos. And that's not from the pasuk. It says, Lo yirotzeh, right? Lo yirotzeh lo pigulia, right? Lo yirotzeh, and the Gemara darshins for that, not pashup shot. The drash is that the karitzos kosher kachartzos pigul, that you have to have what would be a karban merutzeh, that it would be a kosher karban, except the only reason it's not kosher because of pigul. That's the only case for your chayiv karis. What he's saying, on pigol taka, it's a totally puzzle carbon with no even similarity to kashrus. But there is, because in order to be a haloshem pigol, part of the definition of haloshem pigol has to be a kosher carbon that is pigol. And it's very important to be kosher, otherwise it loses the haloshem pigol. Right? If I accidentally, you know, I let a czar throw it on his bath, then it's not pigol. It's a big puzzle. Can you call that pigol? So therefore, since pigol is a very funny, unique kind of birya, that it's only pigle if it's a kosher pigle. Therefore, it does have some kashrus in the avodah. It has to be kosher to be, you know, it's like some bizarro carbonos. It's only pigle if it's an exact kosher carbon, except for messing up and thinking chutz lizmano. Therefore, it has some kashrus in the avodah. It has to have the kashrus for pigle. Since it has the kashrus for pigle, therefore, it's still not such a, it's not absolved outside the realm of kashrus. So that's in the realm of kashrus. And it's bar me'ila. And even though when it comes to chutzlum komo, you don't have these requirements, because what's different? Chutzlum komo is possible without karis, and if you mess up something else, it's also possible without karis, so who cares? But since chutzlum komo, we always assume it's similar to chutzlum mano, therefore chutzlum komo also has a kosher, even though there's no nafgamina that you can see with your, even with your halachic glasses, but we assume chutzlum komo also has a kosher akrabah chutzlum komo, even though we don't necessarily see enough Kamina, and that's why it's Bar Megillah. Okay, that is the Gemara. Now, the Tosos deals with here a little, exactly what this question was about chutz lizmano, chutz lizmkomo, and what the Gemara is and what the Gemara is trying to say here, and has two deis as to whether I read it right or I read it wrong, because remember, hey, me'ila, you know, when you mess up a karban, to be bar me'ila, you need to walk somewhat of a tightrope, a thick tightrope, a broad tightrope. But if it's too kosher, that's called shas hetter kohanim, and it is no pigle because it is no me'ila because it's so kosher. And if it's too puzzle, that's called keman dechinkinu, that's called kachim shemesu, and there's no pigle because it is so puzzle. So, what's the question we're asking here about chutz lizmano and chutz lizmkomo? So, we understood the question we're asking about chutz lizmano and chutz lizmkomo is, why isn't it so possible that it doesn't have me'ila? Right? And the answer is, it's not so possible to the Ratzel of Pigulo. That's the my husband. Why isn't it like Kachim Shemesu? However, Tosos understood, Tosos had to change the Gersa a little, from Lamai Chazu to Lamali, right? And Tosos understood that wasn't the question. The question wasn't, Chutzis Banu Chutzim Komo, why isn't it so possible it's like Kachim Shemesu? The question is, Adraba. Why isn't it so kosher? It's like Shas Hetter L'Kohanim. Because Chutz Zman Chutz Komo, that's like Shas Hetter L'Kohanim. Why? Because what Shas Hetter L'Kohanim means, really that Krava was,
What I meant to say is that Tosfos understands the question is, right, what's the question? So again, according to the Rashi reads the Gemara, and according to Argyrus in the Gemara, right, Rashi says, the question is, why isn't Chutz Mizmano and Mekomo like Kodshim Shemesu? And the answer is, Hoel Umiratze Lipigulo. Tosa says, he doesn't like that. He says, it's obvious it's not like Kodshim Shemesu. Why is it obvious it's not like Kodshim Shemesu? Because everyone knows that. Right? Laila is a machlokas, whether it's Olu Yerdu or Olu Yerdu. Dorom is a machlokas, whether it's Olu Yerdu or Olu Yerdu. Everyone knows that Chutz Lemanu Chutz Lemkomo im Olu Yerdu. Right? So Tosfos says, what's the question? The question is, it's so obvious that it's not like Kachin Shemesu. So why does the Mishnah list it? What? No, it's for sure Olu Lo Yerd. It's for sure Olu Lo Yerd. Did I say that wrong? Because it's the only soul in this list which is Olu Lo Yerdu. Lekuli Alma. Lekuli Alma, b'dyevet, if you put it on the deaf, you would leave it on the deaf. So, because it's not such a bad soul. Why? Because it's really kosher, it just has a side problem with Matshoah. Right? So, if it's so obvious now, Kachem Shemesu, why didn't it be in the Mishnah? So, what does Tosos answer? The answer is no. This part of the Mishnah is switching a little. The answer is that Chiddush of Darom and Laila. What's the Chiddush of Darom and Laila? That it's not like Kodshim Shemesu, but the Chiddush of Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Lemkomo is that it's not like Shas Heter the Kohanim. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that you can't view Dorum and Laila in the same perspective, in the same from the same angle as you view Chutz Lemanu Chutz Lemkomo. Dorum and Laila are such bad psulim that you would have thought it's like Kachmish Shemesu, that it totally leaves the realm of Kedusha. Kamash one, it's still in the realm of Kedusha. But Chutz Lemanu Chutz Lemkomo is such a minor psul. I don't mean minor in terms of what onus you get, but minor psul in terms of that you're doing the avodah properly, you're just messing up a side point like machshava. Therefore, you would have thought this is called shas heter l'kohanim. I know technically, when you do chutz lemanu chutz lemkomo, there's no moment where it's much l'kohanim. But you might have thought it's a conceptual shas heter l'kohanim, meaning what happens when you're makir chutz lemanu chutz lemkomo? And that's what Tos says. The question is, why do you need to list it? The answer is, because it's such a small psalm, meratz l'pigulo. So what does Marat Lepigula mean? That's really it's kosher, and then an Isser falls on it. So if really it's kosher, then an Isser falls on it. I know it's not that really it's kosher, and an hour later an Isser falls on it. Really it's kosher, and a conceptual step later an Isser falls on it. But this proves that Chazal were lumped on him. That you might have thought, since really it's kosher, because it has hard sauce pickle, just really it's kosher, just one conceptual minute later, Psul is chal on it. Therefore, that's like Shas Heter L'Kohanim. It's a carbon which is really kosher, but has a side problem. So you might have thought, since it's really kosher, but has a side problem from Ratzel L'Pigulo, so it's really kosher, but has a side problem. So you might have thought, it's Yotzim De'Me'ila L'Idach Isa, because it's so kosher, it just has a side problem. So Kamash Lan, no, even though this looks like just a side problem, it's still a real psul. It's still a fundamental psul, and therefore it doesn't have Me'ila. So this, in terms of how to read the Shach Matari and the two Gersas, this is the Gersa of Lemai Chazu, and this is the Gersa of Lamali. They have two opposite ways of understanding how the Gemara deals with Chutz Lizmano, how the Gemara deals with, on second, Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Lemkomo. Rashi says Chutz Lizmano, Chutz Lemkomo is on the Dorom and
is on the Durham and Lila list. It's psulim that are so bad, you would have thought it's like Chankinu. Kamashlan has some saving grace, and it's still Bar Me'ila. Well, Tosa says, no. That's Durham and Lila. But everyone knows a very small psul. Everyone knows a very minor psul. Again, not minor meaning you're a good person. But minor psul meaning that it's only a small deviation from the model of regular hakrava. Therefore, those who are saying, why didn't you list it as such a small psul? And the answer is, no, we listed this le'idach kisa. This was such a, since it has ritzel epigulo, it's such a small psul, you would have thought it's really kosher with a side problem. It's still puzzle. So what's the kamashbulon of the Mishnah telling us? What's the manchus and kolos and machlokes between these two girsos in the Gemara? Yes, sir. Ah, so interestingly, I think that Pierce Kahneman someone points out, maybe Chiyuv Karis makes it the worst soul of all of them. It happens to say that about Chiyuv Karis. So here you're getting into really the Yesod of Pigel, which I'm not really prepared to explain, but Pigel is very, very, very funny. This makes a lot of sense, meaning the worst Averos are not when you're doing something completely anti-Torah. The worst Averos is when you're taking the real Torah and perverting it. Right? That's Pasha. Right, the worst Aveira is not, the worst Aveira, I mean, maybe it's not Pasha, but, what's worse? Someone who, right? What's worse? Someone who, reads the New Testament? Or someone who reads the Bible and shows you how to tighten it up that's referring to Jesus? So which is worse? Clearly the second guy, because he's like perverting the Kodesh, and not just the antithetical to the Kodesh. So I think that's really the soul of Pigel. It's a very, very funny burger Pigel. It's very amazing. You would think it's like some small detail, and it's very philosophically fascinating, that Pigel is Davka. It's not such a bad avera if you totally mess up and do the wrong time or the wrong place. So then you've messed up. The bad avera is to do everything exactly right, but have in mind that you're going to rewrite Hashem's rules and give it a different period of edibility than it really had, to do everything exactly right, but have in mind to improve it, have in mind to pervert it, and that's why it's a psul machshava, and there's a lot of subtlety to that, and again, I'm definitely not prepared to present it as well as it should be presented, but you're right, that's the irony and the mystery of Pigel. But, we have to learn to live with that mimanashach. If you learn to sefes vachim, you have to learn to live with the irony of pain.
If we're going to assume...
I had a Rebbe who would say about things like this. I have a Rebbe who would say about things like this. Its strength is its weakness.
If we're assuming up to now that there's a correlation between the Mala Yerudu and Me'ila, it's no better or worse. I mean, by Darum and Laila, Lamanda Amar, that...
Correct. That's exactly how you can get out of Tosa's question. Say, we're within the mandamer that everything's a Malo Yerdu, so who cares what's a Guliyama? Within our mandamer, that's not a factor. In a Kanami, that's how you get out of Tosa's question. 100%. Now, granted this, now let's go back to the Mishnah, of course. Right? What in the Mishnah gives Tosa's the right to say that the purpose of listing Chutzman and Chutzman Koma is the opposite of the purpose of listing Darum and Laila? What gives us the right to say that technically in the Mishnah that it's listing three things, and really it's not one continued list. It's two totally different. It's two totally different purposes. What? Ah, because it's repeated, and what does it go into? Right, Chutz Manu Chutz Mekomo segues into Chlal Amar Rav Yoshua Kol Sheyesh Bo Hechlo Gohanim, meaning Al Pi the Gemara, the beginning of the Mishnah is coming from one side of the tightrope. It shouldn't be like Chutzim Shemesim. But afterwards, Chutzim Manu Chutzim Makomo, the Gemara goes into the Rabbi Shua angle, Shas Hatta Lekohanim, the other side of the tightrope. And then they repeat Chutzim Manu Chutzim Makomo after explaining that side of the tightrope. So therefore, Tos says, this isn't all so explicit, and the Shittim Gobetzis, in the first half of Yud, in the back, I think makes this more explicit, that Tos says that that's why I have the right to say Chutz Manu Chutz Komo is the opposite side of the opposite angle of the question from Dorum and Laila, because it's segueing into Klal Amar Rav Yeshua. And based on that, based on this Tosfos, right, the Shidman Kubetzes Yud, which is really Al Pi, Tosfos the Rasba, what is it, Kutz, says there is a reason for the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa, perhaps. What's the difference between the reason for the Reisha and the Seifa? He says, because the Reisha is, right? The Reisha is teaching you that it has Me'ila and it's not like Kudshim Shemesu. And that's why it brings Darom and Laila. Even though it's Darom, which seems like Kudshim Shemesu, because you just killed it, and even though it's Laila, which seems like Kudshim Shemesu, no, it really still has Me'ila. The Seifa is telling you, even though it seems like, so even though it's such a big soul, right?
And it starts to touch its mind.
Even though it's such a big soul, the Seifa is telling you that it has Me'ila, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua brings in, and it's not like Shas Heter LeKohanim, even though it's such a small psalm. So maybe that's the difference in the Reish and the Seifa. Not like Rashi, they could have said both ways. No, the Reish is telling you things are such a big psalm, you would have a half mean of Kudshim Shemesu. So Kamash, well, no, it's not that big of a psalm. It's not Kudshim Shemesu. Seifa is telling you such a small psalm, you would have had a half mean of Shas Heter LeKohanim. And that would work very well if the psulim and the Sefer were what kind of psulim? What kind of psulim are a very small psul? Right, chutz is mana, chutz is limkoma is a very small psul, because it has a ritzui, just has a machshava problem, and particularly, he doesn't explain this, right, but he says especially if we take the pshat that psulim equals tmein, why is tmein a very small psul? Why is tmein a very small psul? Because they're right, Hutra or Dechuya, Bitsiva, right? Tmeim could bring carbon tzivah if you don't have Tahorim. So that's a very small soul, and whereas other Nachmanides that later, right? Tamei Osei Shirayim, right? If I go do the Avoda, I'm a Zar, by the way, if I do the Avoda, then I've done nothing. Like, I've just made a big joke of myself. So if there's any blood left in the neck, then a Kohen can come do it right. But if a Tamei does the Avodah and Karban Yachid, then since he's such a small psul that he was almost kosher, then you can't go start again because he was almost kosher already the first time. Okay, we'll get back to that on Daf Hey, not to worry. But Tamei is a small psul, Chutz Manu, Chutz Mkoma is a small psul, and therefore maybe that's the difference in the Reish and the Seifa, and that's where Yeshua comes in the middle. And that'll make a lot of sense based on this Tosfos. You know, Rashi maybe didn't say that because Lishi Tasei, Rashi's not bringing that into our Gemara. Right? Rashi didn't say that Chosavan and Chosum Kom was changing direction. But Tosfos, I have a good explanation of the difference between the Reish and the Seifa, says they're dealing with two different directions. Now, what the Rishonim don't say, but if you want to be very fancy, you could say, is that, but this I don't have a mucker for, is that you say Chosavan and Chosum Kom was listed twice because of the uniqueness of Pigel, because it's actually, it's the old name goes on both sides. On the one hand, it's the worst psalm because it's a Chiyuv Karis. On the other hand, it's the most chaver. Although you might have a havmi as though more chaver psol to the ski of karis, so it goes with Dorum and Laila in the Reisha, and you might have a havmi as a very small psol to the Baratul of Pigulo, so therefore belonging in the Seifa as well. And nothing but Pigel could belong on both. This is, I don't have a clear marker in the Rishonim. I think when the Rishonim say it, they're dividing it at, you know, Dorum Laila versus Chutz Le, etc., and then you have Rabbi Yeshua. And then you have chutz le, etc., repeated because to teach you that it's a segue. And then you have psulim. But theoretically, you could say, no, chutz le, kom, chutz man is listed twice because it belongs on both sides, because pigel is unique in that it's the most kosher and the most puzzle at the same time, because davka, it's so puzzle because it's so close to being kosher, and that's the uniqueness of pigel. But I don't think that's what the Rishonim meant, but I think that's another way that you could say that might be very, very, very midrash to the Mishnah if you're going to acknowledge the uniqueness of pigel. Okay, that's the second shot issue we dealt with. Now, we still have to deal with the most difficult one, which is the exact order of everything in the Mishnah. What's so difficult about the exact order of everything in the Mishnah? After all, It's the Gemara explains, right? The Gemara explains that it's going from, right? Seems very, very pashut, right? Until we see the problem, which, I mean, we don't have to see Rashi until anyone else did. It's going from, the Mishnah is going from worst psul, from chomer to kal, or from kal to chomer? What? It's going from kal to chomer, right? It's going from kal to chomer. What's the most kal? The most kal is shachat b'darom, v'kivel b'tzafon, right? That's a very small psul, because then all the shkifah is messed up. A little more chomer than that is shachat b'tzafon, v'kivel b'darom, because the kabbal itself is messed up. More chomer than that is laila, right? So, shachat b'laila v'zarat b'yom, Tosafot points out that you can't, they didn't bother to get into shachah b'layla v'kibel b'yom or shachah b'yom v'kibel b'layla because shita and kabbalah can only be 1 second apart anyway normally. So that would be a funny example. It just goes shita and zrika, which could be hours apart. So that's a little worse because it's layla. And the most chomer psul is shachah b'yom v'zarek b'layla because layla is a more chomer psul than darom and kabbalah is more chomer psul than Shita. This is what the Gemara says. Right? Now, what about the next step? What's the next step? The Gemara doesn't say this. What's the next step? How about Chutz Zman Chutz Lemkomo? So then you have two choices. For the next step of Chutz Lezmano, the Chutz Lemkomo, either you say it's the most chomer because of Pigal and continue the discussion. And that, I think, is before us in the Pirish Kadmon here. Right, is it in the Pirish Kadmon? Yes, because it's Pigal, right? Or, this is the Pirish Kadmon, or you could say like Tosos, that here it's a new direction, and therefore it's not a continuation of the same discussion, that's what we just mentioned, there it's taking it in a completely new direction. Okay, so either way, we'll fit in Chutz Zman Chutz Lemkomo, either we'll make it the worst, or the most chomer, or it's so kal that it's a different angle. I want to say maybe both. Okay. Now, what's the only problem with this Gemara? Right? It's only one small, tiny problem with this Gemara, which is that that's not what it says in the Mishnah. Right? Which is a little funny. Like, it's funny enough that the Mishnah wouldn't make sense. It's even more funny that the Gemara Radavka quote it backwards and make sense of it without pointing out that's not what it really says in the Mishnah. What's the basic problem? That in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, what's the order in the Mishnah? Read me the Mishnah, and I'll write it on the board as you read. Daniel, read me the Mishnah. So far, so good. Oh, hold on a second. Or? The Mishnah is the wrong order, right? The Mishnah is not the order the Gemara says from Kal to Chomer. So what's pshat in the Mishnah, right? The Gemara is allegedly interpreting the Mishnah, right? That's what it claims to be doing. So, okay, let's assume you wanted to solve this with a hammer instead of a svara. What would you do? What? And who does that? What? Tosos, right? Tosos 3. Tosos says, Taket must be that the Gertz got messed up in the Mishnah. Right? Tosos says, no problem. He says, look, the Mishnah doesn't make sense. And the Gemara Davka says, Lehefek, which does make sense. So it must be we have the wrong Gertz in the Mishnah. What can you do? What's the proof of your wrong Gertz in the Mishnah? The Gemara, right? That's what Tosos says right here. The Gemara, the Farish, etc., etc. And there are Levi Yishu, Shibosh, the Isla, the Mishnah, Yoshu, Kiddush, Yoser, Be'eseifa. So what does the Re say? The Re says, just switch them, and then they make perfect sense, and they fit the Gemara. However, if you look already in the Shikun Gatzis Yud, you see that a lot of Rishonim were unclear about this. The Gersa, the Mishnah, keep in mind, especially Mishnayis, there's a much stronger Gersa, there's much stronger Mesorah in Mishnayis than in Gemara, right? If you know, there's much fewer, you know, Shikun Gersos in Mishnayis than Gemara. What? No, I'm not talking what the Gemara does. I'm talking our text of the Mishnah. No, but then the Gemara should have said so. Then the Gemara should have said so. Right. So the Shimon Metzes quotes, there were other Bali Tosfos who said back to the Rebbe, no, you can't just change the Girsa because that works out for you. What does Rashi do? This is the Rebbe. What does Rashi do? Rashi in the Mishnah, at least. Rashi says you're switching direction in the middle. You understand why Tosfos didn't love that. Right? What does Rashi do? Rashi says you're going from Kal to Chamor, and then back to Kal. They switch direction, meaning the beginning of the Mishnah is a Lozu Afzu, but in the middle they switch directions to Zu Vein Tzarech Lomar Zu, and that's what Rashi says. The beginning is Lozu Afzu, meaning going from smaller Kiddush to bigger Kiddush, and then all of a sudden they change their mind in the middle and do Zu, the Ein Tzarech Lomar Zu, this big Kiddush and Kalav Omer, the small Kiddush. Tos points out, it's very dachuk, since when is the derech of Mishnayos to switch in the middle? Switch directions in the middle from Zu. You're allowed to have Mishnayos of Zu, Ein Tzarech Lomar Zu. You're allowed to have Mishnayos of Lo Zu Av Zu Katani. But, since when do you switch in the middle? That's a little dachuk. But, that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah of the Less Brei. What does he say? He says, hey, that's what he said in the Mishnah of the Less Brei. What does he do with the Gemara? So here, Rashi says something cryptic that none of the Achronim know exactly what he means, right? What does Rashi do when he then gets to the Gemara and sees that the Gemara has just a different order entirely? So Rashi says, V'hai Baal Hashas, right, this Amora, right, in the stomach of the Gemara, Dayik mimasnisim losvili zuvein tzarech luma zuvetani. This Baal Hashas doesn't like the idea of zuvein tzarech luma zuvetani as v'dayik more in the Mishnah. I looked around in the Achronim, like, what does Rashi mean? Like, what was the Gemara doing? The Mishnah was doing something crazy, dachuk, of switching from Lozu Abzu to Zubin Tzarek Lomar Zu. And then all of a sudden, the Gemara smooths it out by switches the order. But what gives the Gemara the right to do that if we accept our gears in the Mishnah? She says, oh, this Baal Shas didn't like my shot and was medayik. Exactly what he means. So I looked in the Achronim. The problem is every Achron says Rashi meant something else, which means that we don't really know what he meant. Do you know what he meant?
Just
right, so the only Achron that's on our page, right, is the Bach. And the Bach says it must be that this Baal Shas had a different Gersa in the Mishnah, not the opposite Gersa, just he had only one of the two, which again makes him, at a certain, you know, makes him very close to Tosos. He's saying, no, I'm not willing to rewrite the Mishnah. I'm willing to explain the Mishnah and admit that the Gemara must have had a different Gersa in the Mishnah. Theoretically, the Bach could have said the Gemara had. The Baal Shas had Tosa's Gersa. Instead, he says, maybe the Baal Shas just had one Gersa of Laila and himself split it into two Misvara.
How is he reading the Gemara? The Gemara seems like whoever.
No, because the Gemara is just saying the one point. He's saying the Gemara just had one Gersa of Shacha B'Yom Zark B'Laila, but then figured they might as well explain for you which is the bigger, which is the smaller Gersa and bring in this other case also. Right? And what does Rashi have to say? That the Baal Hashas had different Gersa. So Rashi, Tosus gets stuck with one dachuk thing. He has to rewrite the Mishnah. Rashi has two dachuk things. First, he has to say the Mishnah is switching directions in the middle. And then, he has to say that the Baal Hashas, meaning the stomach of the Gemara, whoever's talking here, had a different Gersa in the Mishnah than we do. So Rashi is also a little dachuk. So what are we looking for? We are obviously looking for something clever. Right, to make this work out. Right, that's what we would prefer, something clever to make the Mishnah work out. So, what are the two clever ways to make the Mishnah work out? Yes?
We're not going to get, with our clever answer, we're still going to have the Gemara going against the Mishnah.
With our clever answer, we are still going to have the Gemara going against the Mishnah, because apparently everyone seems to be stuck with this. No, depends which clever answer. Okay, what's the clever answer you know?
Which
Shittim Gubetzes?
The one here, Lamed Hey.
Shittim Gubetzes, Lamed Hey, right, that's the clever answer. I knew that was the clever answer you meant, because, yeah. So, the Shittim Gubetzes, can you guys read the blue? I know it's a little faint. Yeah, okay, good. So what does the Shittim Gubetzes do? The Shittim Gubetzes says...
That's him himself, right?
What?
He says Chasim Gubetzes.
It's him himself, right?
No, he reads the continuation of
Tosfos.
Yeah, into
I'm not sure if Chaser B'Tosfos means he found it in some other gears in Tosfos or it's his own Svara. So we'll go Sheet and Gretz Islam and Hay. Truth is that it's sometimes a little tricky. Like, he's putting all these Gilead in the Tosfos Meir Peretz. It's a little unclear who's talking. What's the basic problem with Sheet and Gretz is? If he's writing Sheet and Gretz Sagos on Rashi, then we have the, is he saying this is his gears in Rashi? Or is he saying this is his idea that he's adding to Rashi? Once he's already adding things to Tosfos, Mela Tosfos was written by a million people anyway. Right? So then it becomes hard to... Is he saying this me, or this is a different Baal Tosfos? Is this a different Baal Tosfos from this Tosfos, or a different Baal Tosfos from a different Tosfos, or from the Gilayon? The answer ultimately is that I guess it doesn't make a difference. It's all... Let's call it old days of the Bali Tosfos, and if one of them is wrong about Tzal Ashkenazi himself, then, you know, nothing terrible will happen. So, what does he say in Lamed Hey? In Lamed Hey, he has a very clever answer. The Sheet in Mukubetzes Lamed Hey says it's going from Kal to Chomer in the Mishnah. Ah, how is the Mishnah going from... Now, what will he do with the Gemara, you might ask? What he might say in the Gemara, and this is going to be a little dark, is that the Gemara was just illustrating how, looked at it another way, the other one is Kal and Chomer. It depends how you look at it. But how does it go from Kal to Chomer? How is Shechitas Laila more Chomer than Zrikas Laila? Everyone knows Shechita is less important, or less, not less important, but, you know, get off the ground, but less sensitive, right? Less sensitive than Zrika. So what curveball does he throw in? Exactly. He says, obviously, in one way, Zrikas Laila is more Chomer. Maybe that's the Gemara, because Shrita is more sensitive, it's an Avoda. But in another way, Shechitas Laila is more Chomer. Why? Because this is only one psal. Zrikas Laila is one psal. Zrikas Laila. But Shechitas Laila and Zrikas Yom is two psulim. What are the two psulim? One psal is Shechitas Laila, and the other psal is Lina. In the Chefza Shel Dam, there's one psal in the Gavra, you call it Gavra, the Gavra shechted at night. But when you shechted at night and there's Rika during the day, then you have a second psal. Why? Because if you shechted at night, that means the blood was in a cup at night. And if you drink it during the day, that means the blood was in a cup, in a kos, in a klisharis. As the dawn...
Which gives him even a third psal.
What? Because the Shechita and the Kabbalah would have to be at night in that case.
Right.
That is an interesting kasha in the Gemara. If the Shechita is at night, the Stam of the Kabbalah is also at night. So the Kabbalah is also at night, then why isn't it, which Tosfos points out, then why is Shechita of the night not so chomer if the Kabbalah is also at night?
So it swallows the Kabbalah with the
Shechita. Yeah, but that's hard to say, because by Dharma we don't say that. That's Taka.
If he doesn't say Yevshal Tzamtzim, he's doing it right
from
morning.
What? You might have a Havmina. Truth is, now we just had a very simple answer. Right? What Sam wants to say is that have a much more simple answer as to why Shechitas Laila is more Chomer. Because Zrikas Laila is one avod at night. Shechitas Laila is two avodas at night. Shechita and Kabbalah. Because they have to be Kabbalah right away before the blood runs out. So that's Taka, nice answer. What? What about halacha? No, you can do the halacha whenever you want. Meaning, that's a variable. We can make an okimta. They did the halacha whenever we want to make it work out, right? So let's always make the okimta. You did halacha during the day, right? Because halacha can be any time. So then, that's taka, the very simple way of reading the Gemara without any fancy lumbus. Just say, Zrika, Shechita, Slayla, Tupsulim, because they also did Kabbalah, Slayla, based on Tosa's Ha'ara about being Yefshel Samse. All right, that's a good Ha'ara. I'm not sure why they're showing them. They'll say that. Maybe if we look around the Akronim, someone will say that. That's a good answer. Okay. So now we have another answer. But getting back to Shinu Gatz Lamed Hey, he says there's two psalms up, so Gavri did Shechita at night, and the Dam was around at the moment of Olos HaShachar, and we know that Olos HaShachar is called Lina. Anything that's supposed to be Nikrav on the Mizbeach, at Olos HaShachar, the psal of Lina is called. So there's also, at time to the Zrika, there's a psal Chepsa in the Dam, because the Dam is puzzled to Lina, so it's a double psal. So it's more Chomer, so we are going from Kal to Chomer. That's the Shinu Betz's nice answer. However, that is based on a big Lumdish assumption, which brings up a tremendous Chakira. What assumption is he making? That when is the Psolina Chal on Dam? At the moment of? Alos. Why does he think that Psolina is Chal on Dam at Alos? Because So lina is halon. Everything at alos, right? Everything you put on the mizbeach, the psalina is halon alos. That's the pasuk. He hola mokda. Al mokda mizbeach kol halayla ad haboker. Kol halayla ad haboker. You can mala things in the mizbeach. Anything that goes in the mizbeach, you can put on kol halayla ad haboker. But you can put on kol halayla ad haboker. But once the boker comes, once it's alos, that's the psal called lina. Usually in jargon, it's not 100%. But usually we use the word of nosar, the phrase nosar, to mean if you left the carbonus you're supposed to eat too long. Some of those also had alos. And the psalina to mean if you left the thing you're supposed to put on the bath too long. The psalina is always chalad alos. Then the psalina and dam is chalad alos. That's the assumption. And is any psal chalad shvias achama? No, he says there's only one psal if you shecht in the day and do zrika at night, right? If you shecht shita in the day, zrika at night, it's only one psal, bad zrika. No lina was chal in the dam, because what do you mean? It wasn't alos yet. How can there be lina before alos? What gemara would you bring that would seem to argue on the shita and gubensis? What does the gemara say on zvach nafim bavim and aleph? Dam nifsa v'shkiyas achama, right? This is a famous gemara, not for the reason it should be famous, because it's a very important idea that affects many issues in kachim. But this is a famous Gemara because the famous Shagas Arya, Simon Yud Zayin, who gets into a whole discussion of what this Gemara means because it's an afkamina to how late you can daven mincha, like the Gronix or like the Hasidim. Right? So the most important Achronish Makor about the mincha controversy is the Shagas Arya Yud Zayin, and he all bases it if mincha is modeled after Karbanos and Dam Nifl, Shkia Sachama. What does Shkia Sachama mean? Does Shkia Sachama mean sunset, or does Shkia Sachama mean, let's say Sako Chavim? Okay, I am the Shagas Arya. Very fascinating, and speak to Daniel if you want more unum in this. But the Gemara says before, the Gemara says, Dam nifsel b'shkiya sachama. Right? Dam nifsel b'shkiya sachama. So dam nifsel b'shkiya sachama, it's the opposite. Shachab ayom zark b'layla should have the lina, not shachab alayla zark b'yom. So obviously we have her hakira in what we mean when we say, Dam nifsel b'shkiya sachama. Right? There are two ways to interpret. I mean, technically, using combinatorics, there are six ways to interpret Dam Nifsel B'Shkiyas Achama, but we won't get into that. We'll just call it, because there could be a psalina at Shkia, a psalina at Alos, or no psalina at all, or any combination of two. Could be correct. Or all three. So I guess that's seven possibilities. But let's get back to two possibilities. What does it mean, Dam Nifsel B'Shkiyas Achama? Dam nifsal bishkiyas hachama. There are two ways to interpret that. One way is, and this is how the briskers interpret it, the grizz. Oh, I want to give out a grizz. There, you please hand this out. There's a grizz here. I have to start with the grizz to prove my brisker credential, because then if you look at the next of course in the sheet, you'll think I'm anti-brisker. But whoever didn't get the sheet is a treat. The author showed in the Eskakasha. What do we need a chiddush of dam nifsel b'shkiyas hachama? Are we short one?
Two.
Oh yeah. Okay. Here, let's share. Sorry. What do we need a chiddush of dam nifsel b'shkiyas hachama? The Rishonim ask. It's obvious that dam is nifsel b'shkiyas hachama because. If the dams are in at Shkia, I can't do Zrik at night, so I have to wait till the next day. I'm going to wait till the next day. It's Nifsel and Alos. So isn't it obvious? So what does the Grizz say? He says, and the Gram says the same thing, and the Chidushet Gram, both brothers, had, I don't think they got it from their father. V'hine, v'ikr din d'dan nifsel shkiz acham, v'yofinim v'yom akriv v'yom shet ha'zaveach ha'tamakriv. Right, it's brush it. You have to be zorek the dam the same day you shecht. Once Shkia comes, it's too late. Right? What does the brisker say? He says, that a guf psul the chefta shall dam. The psul chefta is chalat shkiyas hachama. And he says, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. It's obvious when shkiyah comes, what are you going to do with your dam? I mean, a lot of Rishonim say it's not obvious. But he says, when shkiyah comes, what are you supposed to do with your dam anyway? Why do you need a whole Gemara of dam nifsel? No, dam nifsel shkiyas hachama means. It's not just that you're technically stuck after Shkiyas Achama, Taka, what are you going to do now? No, the psul is chal in the dam. The cheftz of dam becomes one at the time of Shkiyas Achama. If Sirika wasn't done yet. If Sirika was done, then it's not Mana Shiyas Achama. You can do Shirai. So one way is what the Griz assumes. The Griz assumes that the Sol Hefza of Lina is Chal at Shkia.
That, the Gemara means, he takes the Gemara literally. Dam Nifsal be Shkiyas Achama. Right? That's it. Dam Nifsal be Shkiyas Achama. That turns the Hefza of Sol is Chal Nadam at Shkia.
However, that's against our Shidim Gubetzes. Shidim Gubetzes says, no, there's no Psol Chepta Shkia. The Psol Chepta is at Alos. There's no Psol Chepta Shkia. No, what do you mean? Shkia, that's only one Psol, the Psol Avoda. Say, after Alos, it becomes a Psol Chepta. So obviously, he disagrees with the Griz.
And the Shidim Gubetzes, Os Lamed Hey, would say that no, it doesn't mean the Psol is Chal Nechepta Shkia Sachama. It just means that once the sun sets, you're stuck.
Why are you stuck once the sun sets? Because you can't do Zrika at night, because you're not allowed to do Zrika at night, and you can't do Zrika the next day, because basically, if you look at the Oren's Vachim, it starts saying, Dam Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama, sounds like the Griz. Then it says, why? Because you can't do Zrika in a different day than you did Shkita. So what does that sound like? There's a technical problem. You can't do Zrika at night because it's night, and you can't do Zrika the next day because it's not the same day you shefted. So if you can never do Zrika, then you have a technical problem. So that's the Shidim Gebetzes would say. He would say that, no, it's a technical problem that after Shkia, all avenues to Zrika are closed. Right? It's a technical problem. Once the sun sets on the Dam, you're now in a dead end street. You can't do Zrika at night because it's night, and you can't do Zrika the next day because of the din. Then you're not allowed to do Zrika on a different day than you shafted. So therefore, yeah, you have a technical problem. Dam Nifsal means practically it's Nifsal. You're practically stuck when Shkia comes. But the Chetza of Dam is not a Psol Chetza at Shkia. There's no Psol Chetza of the Dam, what does she get to say? But there's no Psol Chetza in Dam until Alos. Theoretically, you could also have said there's never a Psol Chetza in the Dam, but that would be fairly radical. So this Shidim Gebetzes is taking sides in this Chakir of how to interpret the Gemara in Zvachim and Vavim and Aleph. The Griz says it means Psol Chepta is Chal Nadam et Shkia, and that's the drush of the Gemara. The Gemara is darshing the Psolino of most things that are los, but in Dam et Shkia. And the Shidim says, no, there's no Psol Chepta in Dam et Shkia. Psol Chepta in Dam is that are los like everything else. So what happens in Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama? It just means practically Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama, because Nebuch, what are you going to do? You have no options left, so you have no choice but to wait until it becomes possible at Olos, because you're just practically stuck. Right? Even if you would put it on Rosh Hashanah and assume that Lina wouldn't affect it then, you'd still be stuck, because you can't do Lina at night, it's week at night, you can't do it the next day.
Is that assuming whether you can turn the
wind for
the
protection? So the Nafka, you know, it's, you would think so. Is there any Mefurish Gemara about this? All right, let me come back in a second. The point out that totally gets the Shidim Gebetzes is a line in Tosfos Vav Pei Daled Amud Beis, who just says he's trying to deal with all kinds of interesting scenarios, but one of the things he says is, he has a memorable line on the Dalar Rebbe's, and he says, yes, there it is. I just want to read it from the inside so you believe me. Lo matzinu psol amar ha-shachar b'dam klal. There is no such psol as amar ha-shachar and dam. Against the Shidim Gebetzes here. What do you mean, amar ha-shachar and dam? There's no psol amar ha-shachar and dam. Whoever heard of such a crazy thing as a psol amar ha-shachar and dam? And what does he mean? Lachor, what he means is no psol amar ha-shachar and dam. It's a psol shkiyas acham and dam. Dam is a psol shkiyas acham. That's the gzeiras ha-kasuv. Gzeiras ha-kasuv that instead of alos, it's shkiyas ha-acham. So this is lachora what Tosos means in Zvachin. Hey, Dalet on the base, he certainly gets the Shidim Gebetzes. Lachor, he doesn't mean there's never a psol chetza in dam. But it means that we never found that Dam is a psul of Alos HaShachar. We only found that Dam is a psul of Shkiyas Achama, which is what he had been discussing in the previous line.
Yeah, but never had such a crazy situation. We're talking about a crazy situation.
situation of a shechita that's happening during the day.
No, but it doesn't have to be a crazy situation because you do shechita during the day and then the kohen gets distracted and there's a miscommunication and no one's already the dam and then it's not. No, because that's this case. Shachat b'layla. Sorry, that is this case. Shachat b'yom. He shechted during the day the normal way. Then the dam stays till night. He assumes there's no psul chefta because there's only one psul. There's a psul chefta, there'll be two psul. So it's mokrach. It's mokrach that. So there seems to be a fundamental machlokes whether dam nisum shiyas chama is the psulina and the chefta of dam or no. The psulina and the chefta of dam is later at alos. It's just a technical dead end that you enter. In Shkiyas Hachama. Shkiyas Hachama is some sort of cul-de-sac. What's the Nafkamina? So Gutenberg is saying over a Nafkamina, which, what's the Nafkamina? It's Hakira. Good Hakira needs Nafkaminas. Of course, it also needs room on the board for Nafkaminas. But, yes?
It sounds like the Shkiyas Hachama assumes that you can't ever have a soul in the guf or something in country except that.
Yeah, that's what he assumes.
And the Grizz assumes that you...
That's a special drusha that by Dam, maybe also Kometz, because Kometz is like Dam. Special drusha that by Dam is a Psul and Shkia.
Is the Grizz speaking about Psul? Is he necessarily speaking about Psul?
Ah, so it's interesting, because I only took a little piece. If you continue, he says, he hems and haws about that. He says it's a Psul Cheftza.
Psul Cheftza, fine.
But he doesn't necessarily... He's not necessarily committed saying it's a psolina, I admit. But I don't know if it makes so much of a difference whether you call it lina or not. The nafkamina is that perhaps the Grizz might say that they're both psulim. I mean, theoretically, you could say, what I'm doing is, for the sake of simplicity, ignoring the possibility that it could be two psulim and dam, one psul chefta shkia, not kolina, one psul chefta and almost kolina, or there could be zero psul chefta and dam. So I'm ignoring, but you're right. You're pointing out that the Grizz is really just saying that there is a psul chefta shkia. He's not necessarily saying that that's lina. That's what I'm adding for the sake of simplicity. But for the sake of simplicity, I'll continue to assume that, and then leave you to complicate matters on your own.
Is there any possibility that it could have been a psul chefta that occurs at night, even if the zrikah wasn't done until after Laila, after shkia? Meaning, why should we have to assume that only that the halos only occurs at halos? I can assume that right away.
So because then it wouldn't work for his job in the Gemara. Because then Shachar Bayom, as soon as the night fell, there would be a psul chefta, and now if you did drink at night, there would be two psul.
If you did anything else at night, I mean, I can't go with it. Anything else at night, would it also have to wait until the Shachar to come hustle officially?
Yeah, figure what anything else means, but let's say yes. Let's say yes. Now, what might the nafkamina be? So Daniel says an interesting nafkamina, which I've not found in the Achronim, and I hope it's not mefurish one way or the other someplace when we consider an open question. But Daniel, no. Either way, we're talking about a psul and adam, right? So either way, you can't burn the basar till alos, because bedam ubailim, right? To uber tzurasa miyev takes it the base of sreifa. So it's not going to be such a good. Not for me, right? You wanted to say, if the psul is chal at shkia, then burn the whole carbon. If not, then don't burn the carbon until the morning. But either way, you can't burn the carbon until the morning, because if the dam is nifsal, you still can't burn the carbon until the morning. That's the din of psul begufo, you start b'yad, psul b'dam b'bailim, to ritz russo, yitze teitze the basis reifa. Okay, so some of the nafkaminas which the achronim suggest is, I'll just mention them al peh, the tzatnas paneach. The rugged shaver in his Kuntras Achron at the very end says, Nafkamina the Schakir would be, what if you had Dam Vachatas, you shechted the Chatas and left the Dam till the night, and at night a drop of it fell on your beged? Would you be chayiv kibus makom kaddish or not? So you want to say, if the psul chefta was already chal, then it's Dam Pasul, then you don't have to do a kibus makom kaddish. But if the psul chefta was not chal, you're just in a dead end, but the dam is perfectly kosher, then if it falls on your beged, you have to do kibbutz mokum kadosh. That was his nafkamina. So here if we have dam nifsal bishkias hachama, and you want to say, like the Grizz, or like the shitu mekubetzes in mi'ila, one nafkamina the rugged shaver suggests is nitaz dam chatas a Laila, al habeged. According to the Grizz, you don't need kibbutz. But according to the Shittim Gebetzes, then you would be chayav to do kibbutz b'makom kadosh, because according to the Shittim Gebetzes, it's kosher dam. Just kosher dam that you have a technical dead end, you technically don't know what to do with. And it's not so much, it's not for me, not, but according to the Gris, it's puzzle dam, and everyone knows puzzle dam does not require kibbutz makom kadosh. The Gram suggests another nafkamina. The Rav's father, Rav Moshe, suggests another nafkamina. He says that there is a manda omar that you can check balayla on a baba. So he wants to say that manda omar would hold you can do all the avodas balayla on a baba. You can do zrika balayla on a baba. So if you assume there's such a manda amar, then you have a great nafkamina. Because one of the, in the end of Zachim talks about all the relationship between Bama and the Mikdash. One of the ways that Bama and Mikdash are the same is Zman, meaning that things need to be done within the Zman. So the Gram wants to say nafkamina is, if there's a manda amar that Zrikas Laila is kosher in a Bama, then what about Shkis Acham and Obama? Then according to the Griz, Dam would be Nifsal Bishkis Achama even in a Bama, because it's a Psol Heft of Lean on the Dam, right? But according to the Shittim Gebetzes, then the Dam would be Kosher Lizrok Balayla of Obama. Right, according to the Shinbetsu, it's a technical problem. You don't know when to be Zorik, but in the Bama, you can be Zorik at night. But according to the Griz, it might be a fundamental problem that the soul is Chal of Dam at night, in which case that would be Chal even in the Bama. Well, it's also, there's not Mechor, because you could say the soul is only in the Mikdash, not in the Bama, which the Griz himself, I think, would. And another Nafkin, such as Anach, gives, also not Mechor, and also very tricky, because it seems to be against Mechor Shemara, but the Tzafat Panach suggests he thinks it's a Machlok is Tanayim. Right, he thinks it's a machlokes tanaim, not pashut. Most people think it's not a machlokes tanaim. Is what about chishev lizrok dama balayla? Is it pickle? What if you thought when you shechted that you would do zrikas dam at night? If you thought when you shechted you would do zrikas dam tomorrow, that's pickle. What if you thought you'd do zrikas dam at night? So the tzaftas panach wants to say that if you take the approach of the soul hefts in the dam is no sar is lun. If the dam is no sar, then it would be pigle. Why? Because anytime you think to do no sar, it's pigle. But if the dam's not no sar at night, just has a technical problem you don't know what to do with, then that's not pigle. Pigle is if you think to do no sar. Not if you think to get yourself stuck and do something meaningless. Right? If you think to do something meaningless, that's not pigle. Only if you think to do no sar, that's pigle. Therefore, you want to say this would not be pigle. I fully admit that there are, one could certainly question this, this, and this. One could question all the nafkaminas. He's worked off the assumption that pigle only applies when you machshava is to do no sar, not when your machshava is to do something the wrong time. His proof is that, according to the manda amar, that shlomim, if you eat them the night after tomorrow, there's no kares. There's no pigle if you think you're going to eat them the night after tomorrow. Right? Belel shlishi. Or the shlishi. Right? You can only eat shlomim today, tonight, and tomorrow. What if I think I'll eat them tomorrow night? So, according to Manda Amar, there's no kares for eating. According to Manda Amar, that they're not nosar yet tomorrow night. Right? Machlokes chitzim or yokaran. One Manda Amar says, they're not nosar tomorrow night. They're not nosar till the morning. It's usar to eat, but they're not nosar. So, if I think about something that's usar to eat, but not nosar, that's not pigle. So, too, if I think about the time it's usar to zorik, but it's not lun, it shouldn't be pigle. That's where the Tosaneh gets his nafkamina from. He wants to claim to Machlokes Tanam, even though the Mefurish Gemara likes that it is pigle, he wants to claim to Mefurish Mishnah that it's not. And Ayin Sham, if you want, in the Kuntros Achron of the Ruggish Hover. But this is, even though I fully admit these nafkaminas are somewhat, you could question all these nafkaminas, so you could say, who cares? Either way, it's pigle, because you're thinking to be Zorik at the wrong time. And you'd say, either way, it's not Chayiv and Kibbutz, because Lemaisa, it's not going anywhere. And kibbutz depends on the practical usefulness. And either way, if not nifsol, she is chamed with bama, because bamas have different rules. But at the very least, this illustrates the chakira, and this is the way the Achronim like to illustrate this fundamental chakira.
Ah,
he wants to say because he wants to assume that it's only pigel if you have machshava to do something when it's on nosar. If you have machshava for achilas nosar, and since it's not nosar yet, therefore that's not pigel. He wants to say that machshava lizrok b'layla is like machshava lizrok bizarre or machshava lizrok b'balmo. That's not pigel. It's only pigel if you think to violate the law of nosar, not if you think.
So when would be pigel?
If I think I'm going to be zorik tomorrow, because then alos makes it nosar.
You mean this episode dumb? It doesn't make it nosar.
Or lan. Yeah, but lan is the same as nosar. If I think I'm zorik and moon tomorrow, yeah, that's good enough. Okay. I see it's getting late. We didn't finish the shot issue. Okay. Let me just take 5 more minutes because once we're in the middle of this, we can at least, once we're holding in it, I don't want to lose that momentum. The one last answer is the Shidduch Betzos, quoting Rabbi Peretz, in Lamed Beis and Lamed Dalet and Yud. And what he does is he turns the whole universe upside down. Right? What does he say? He says the whole Mishnah is really the opposite order of what we thought it was. Our whole assumption was, like we think the Gemara says, going from Kal to Chomer, right? And then the problem was, but in the Mishnah itself, one thing doesn't work. So either Rosh says that one thing, Dachuk, is backward, folks says switch the one thing, or the Shidduch Betzos says, it's good Chav, that no, looking at it from another angle, it is going from Kal to Chomer, because you have to look at the Psol Cheftza on the Dam. He says no. He says the Mishnah is going from Chomer to Kal. As a matter of fact, he says, yeah. The Gemara in the beginning mentions that, what does the Rabbeinu Peretz say? Do I have any colors left? Right here. The Shidduch Betzos says, Lama Beis and Lama Dalet. Says it's going from Chamor to Kal, the opposite of what we thought. Why is it going from Chamor to Kal? So he says it is a lo zu af zu of not being like shasheter lekohanim. He, as a matter of fact, says, ignore that first line anymore. The first line anymore says, kachim kachim shafta medarom is the root of having like kachim shemesu. That's just an introductory statement. You might have had a habit like kachim shemesu, but now when we get into the nitty-gritty of the trichases, we're not explaining why it's not like kachim shemesu. We're explaining why it's not like Shas Hetra L'Kohanim. After all, our Mishnah mentions Rabbi Yeshua's Klal Shas Hetra L'Kohanim. That's what our Mishnah is really talking about. Not only is a big psul not Shas Hetra L'Kohanim, even a smaller psul is not Shas Hetra L'Kohanim. It's gone from Chomer to Kal. Now, what's wild about this Shidduch Betzos, this Rabbi Peretz, I think, is quoting here in the Shidduch Betzos, is he has to flip everything that we thought Kal to Chomer and turn it to Chomer to Kal. One advantage, by the way, is that he can take the Mishnah earlier and say, according to him, if you're going from Chomer to Kal, you could start from Shachat v'Darom, V'Kibel v'Darom, and have another pshat in the first line. What does it mean, Kachi Kachi, Shachat v'Darom? Shachat v'Darom, V'Kibel v'Darom, that's the most Chomer. Then we'll go to Shachat v'Darom, V'Kibel v'Tzafon. So once you go from Chomer to Kal, you don't have any Ketzad, you could say there are 5 cases. And then obviously, once you go from Chomer to Kal, you go to Chutz Lizmano, the Chutz Lemkomo, which is Maratzel and Gulo, and is the most Kal. But how does he switch what we think about Chomer and Kal? So he has to have 2 assumptions different than we thought. What are the 2 things he has to say? This from Chomer to Kal, Dafka makes sense. Right? This that makes sense. Yeah, Zrikas Laila is more Chomer than Shchitas Laila, because Zrika is an Avoda. But this stage is a Chiddush, which he doesn't explicate as much, and this stage is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? We thought until now that Laila was more Chomer than Darom because it's not good for any Karbanos. He assumes no, Darom is more Chomer than Laila, even though the Gemara says Laila is not Zman Avodahu. No, the Gemara means, Laila, that's not Zman Avodahu. But the only problem is that it's not Sorry, Lila's not Tzman Avodu, and Takna's only a sidewalk. Even though it's Tzman Avodu, it's still not Kachim Shemesu. But that's not part of the Tzrichas. The Tzrichas are that Lila's such a small soul compared to Durham. Durham's such a big soul, and Lila's such a small soul. So he flips things, and he thinks Durham is a bigger soul than... he thinks Durham is a bigger soul than Lila. Till now, we thought Durham was a smaller soul than Lila. He thinks Durham is a bigger soul than Lila. And what is this else does he have to say? That... exactly. That Shchitas Darom is a bigger psul than Kabbalas Darom. Even though Shchitalav Avoda, Shchitas Darom is a bigger psul than Kabbalas Darom. So he has to switch two of these three steps, right? He's trying to save the third step. Or it's not what he says he's trying to do. That's the fringe benefit. He has to switch two things. We thought Lila was a bigger soul than Dara, which is not good for any country. He says, no, Dara was a bigger soul. And we thought Kabbalah's Dara was a bigger soul than Shita's Dara, because Kabbalah's Avodah, he says Shita's Dara was a bigger soul. How does he justify why Shita's Dara is a bigger soul? No? How does he justify why Shita's Dara is a bigger soul? Because the Pasuk only says you should do what B'Tzafon? Shaka, the Drasha! I'll be Drasha, we learn Kabbalah of B'Tzafon. Halacha and Zrika don't mean Tzafon. It's a drasha, but the pasuk says Shchita B'Tzafon, therefore it's a bigger psul because the pasuk says Shchita B'Tzafon. Okay, you can leave that as face value and say Psukim are very chomer, or you could say what he means is, and there's some lamas behind it. So he has, and here, you know, I might go out on a limb, but he basically told us two chidushim we didn't know yet, that we thought the opposite. We thought Kabbalah's Darum was worse than Shchita's Darum. He says, no, Shchita's Darum is worse. And we thought that Lila was worse than Durham. He says, no, Durham was worse than Lila. What's the sort of him flipping everything on its head? So could we just stop? Or,
what do you think?
Break or continue, Eliav? All right. Maybe we will,
What?
Oh, we didn't have Shir on Sunday. Okay, we'll go another few minutes. So this might have to do with a fundamental hakir about the nature of Tzafon. We're definitely not going on to number five in the course. There's a fundamental hakira in the nature of Tzafon, and what's fascinating is that who makes this fundamental brisker hakira? Who declares a brisker hakira about Tzafon? Rashi. Rashi declares a brisker hakira. It's not that often that you see Rashi, mamish using terminology, you know, declaring a brisker hakira. What brisker hakira does Rashi declare in Zvachim? He has two ways of understanding the psul of Tzafon. What are his two ways of understanding the psul of Tzafon? Either kvias makom the alma or lack of kedusha. So after all, kachi kachim need tzafon, kachi kalim don't. Right? So is it because tzafon is more kadosh? A kadosh, a very kadosh thing means a very kadosh place, and a regular kadosh thing means a regular kadosh place, and chulin need a chol place, right? You should chulin in a chol place, kachim kalim in a place with kedusha kala, and kachi kachim in a place with kedusha chamura. Or no. It's not. But you ever read Maseches Kalim? Right? Why did I just ask that question?
It doesn't say that.
It says, right? The 10 levels of Kedusha, right? And there are many levels of Kedusha, right? And the Chael, and the Ezra's Nashim, and the Ezra's Yisrael, and the Ezra's Kohanim, and the Ulam and the Zbeach, and the Heichal, the Kodesh Kedoshim. They're not short on ink to write different gradations of Kedusha there, even inside the Azara, and Tzafon's not on the list. Right? So he says, Tzafon's not a greater Kedusha. No. There's a Kfiyas Makom, there's a din that Kachi Kachim have to be bit Tzafon. That is Rashi's Chakira. That is Rashi's Chakira. Here we have the din of Tzafon. So Rashi clears Chakira. Is it because it's more Kadosh, so you need it for, you need to shech things in a place with enough kedusha, or as Rashi says, kviyos makom. I think he even used the word ba'alma, right? Rashi is the lashon of, right? Kviyos makom ba'alma. It's just the din has to be in a certain place. Agav, okay, and everyone should read Rav Moshe, not Soloveitchik, but Lichtenstein, his great grandson's article, What Hath Brisk Wrought, in the Orthodox Forum and a few other places. So I'm not from those who say that we should go through Tamei Mitzvos and Drush and derive halach conclusions from there. But I think it is interesting when you note that when in Drush and Pirush HaMikra, you have parallels to the Chakira you have, the Machlokas that we'll see you have in Halacha. And if you look at the sheet I gave you, you see it's a tremendous Machlokas Rishonim. There are four opinions of the Rishonim, some of which I don't fully understand. As to why, I shouldn't say that. There are four opinions that I found offhand in the Rishonim. There are four opinions in the Rishonim on my computer. As to why Kachi Kachim are Shefted Bit Safo. And I just brought two of the ones that were most easiest to understand. The Chizkuni basically says, because Safon is more Kaddish. He based on a drusha that Safon has to be empty, which is a whole, it's a machlokas in Zvachim. So what does he say? Shachato so, also something, Ofa Shlom, Makor, Maisu, Pesavot Safon, on Yerchim Zech, Etal Tzidus, on Zechim, on Kozal, Oren, Yerchim Zech, Safon, Shea, Yerchim Zech, Safon, Bechon, Panav, Bedorim, Lamanu, Shekev, Bedorim, what I want is Safon, Lufnei Hashem. He says Safon and Lufnei Hashem are not two different things. Safon is Lufnei Hashem, Shea, Kol, Tzom, Kulot, Panu. All Safon is panoi to just face Hashem. V'af Evan HaBokr D'le'el, Ben HaBokr D'le'el Koylush Kedom HaSafon. Right? All Olas, even of cattle, have to be Shef. Safon Donamik Sibbe Lifnei Hashem. It's an interesting question. Everyone always asks, why does it only say Safon by shefting an Olas Son, not by an Olas Bakar? So he says, it said Lifnei Hashem. Safon, Lifnei Hashem, same thing. So by its own, it teaches you that Lifnei Hashem equals Safon. Then you go back to Bakar and you say, it said Lifnei Hashem. Everyone knows Safon is Lifnei Hashem. So Safon is closer to Hashem than Darum. That's very explicit. Why? So he gives a technical explanation. So here, Rose, Kevish, Lob, Darum, Kain, Lomas, Kain, Lomas, Kain, Lomas, Kain, Lomas, because there's all this furniture in the Darum and you're not clearly facing the opening of the Heichal. Okay, why it is? And Avol Kshashok and Tzavu Shupani Mikol the Inamok and Jews Ragni Kvam Shakevus Medarim you can negate Echol Elv Hashem. Right, you have all the people in the Darum, you have all the furniture in the Darum. You don't feel the awesome presence of Hashem in the same way. The Tzavon you're mamish face to face with Hashem. So what is he saying? The Tzavon is more kadosh, and that's why it needs Kachi Kachim. He concludes V'chi Kaba Makom Shchita Kachi Kachim Kaba. Only Kachi Kachim Elv Hashem. Why? Because Siv Makom Shchita Shochas Elv Shochas Achatos Siv Kichatos Hashem Shari Ikon Bichatos Shemayim. Kachi Kachim are really straight to Shemayim. Therefore, you face Shemayim. Aval Kachim Kal Ein Kva Makom Shidol Eini Karm Kal Shemayim. Kachim Kal not really for Shemayim. They really make a big party. You make a shlamim, and also you invite Hashem to the party. So therefore, they don't need so much kedusha. The Chizkuni is clearly taking the approach. Again, I'm not deriving halachic conclusions. I'm just pointing out parallels that the Chizkuni clearly takes the approach as more kedusha. But what's fascinating is that the Rav Hanadi, and according to Rav Shavel in his footnotes, he thinks that's what the Ramban means. The Ramban says in the beginning of Vayikra, I already explained why Kachi Kachi Rashefta would suffer. Problem is, he never already explained. So Rav Shavel explains in the footnotes that he thinks he means like the Rav Hanadi here. The Rav Hanadi said, Shachar Zogel is a phona. Anyone know? Not that Safon is more kadosh. Someone tell me what direction Safon is. In biblical handedness, what is Safon? Left, right? Yamin is Taman, is south, right? And Safon is small, is left. Anyone know anything about left? Do you hear the Ramban or the Rav Hanadi? Right, left is the Sitra Achra, right? As Yirmiyah said, meet Safon, Tipasa Hara. Right? Safon is the Makor of Ra, it's the small, it's the Sitra Achra. Why do you shech touchy kachin but Safon? Says Rav Hanadi, shech touchy kachin but Safon. Hakabodos of Allah chetchi tazim but Safon, meaning they say, meet Safon, Tipasa Hara. He ain't no Hara, but not Safon, of Nishin, Goshen, Shon, Kofas, I'm a Katrig, and Kofas, meaning it's a din. See, we've got a Shvach, she goes, Shashi, Mosh, and Yitzim, Shokha, but you've all the Katrig. Okay, without getting into the Shokhan part, reminiscent of the Ramban on Sarvish Galeach, what does he say? Because Safon is the Sitra Achra and the Mekatrigan and the I think Rabbi Bachi also adds, because like the lathe that's homemade in your Yitzhahara is on your small, right? Notice my lathe is on my small, and that's where my Yitzhahara makes me desire things that are inappropriate. So he says, yeah, all the Chatam come from small, and all the Mekatrigan and the Sitra Achra come from small, from Safon. Therefore, Kachi Kachim you generally bring because of a Chait, if you assume an Ola is Baal Chet, which Chazal do Darshan. So therefore, Kachi Kachar are coming for a Chet, so they have to fight the Kokas Atoma and the Tzalfon. Kachar Kal are not coming on a Chet, they're coming for all the Baaldik, so they don't need to fight any Kokas Atoma. But one thing is very, very clear. For this, if we assume, again, I can't promise you, Rav Chevel says in his footnote that the Ramban also means this. He says, the Ramban says, I already explained, and he footnotes, see, back in Kitisa, when he explains that Tzalfon is small, is the Makom L'Sitra Achra. So, if you assume, Rav Ben Bachi also says this in his second shot. His first shot is a little more
Sato.
Clearly, it's not Kedusha in the Tzalfon. Adrab, it's Tumah in the Tzalfon. It's HVS Makom
B'Alma. But it's not arbitrary either.
It's not arbitrary, correct. Arbitrary would be going a little far. The Kenani and, oh sorry, the Kliyoker says the same thing in Perek Vav. The Kliyoker, not the Ben Bachi, the Kliyoker says the same thing in Perek Vav in the beginning of Tzav by Makom Shem Shchatzot. So I wouldn't say arbitrary, correct. Arbitrary is going a little far because the Ramban says before Shemparsh Kedoshim that no mitzvah is arbitrary and every mitzvah has a time, right? And the Ramban says the same thing in a few places. So I wouldn't say arbitrary. What I mean is that when it comes to levels of Kedusha, it's a kinyas makom bi'alma. It's not more kadosh. It's just the right makom to accomplish a certain specific task. What? Exactly. It's less kadosh. It's really wild. Like when you look at it, like so many mishonim hold that it's more tummy. Okay, but you know, again, that's why I'm not going to start drawing halach conclusions from kofs latom and sitra akra. But one thing is very clear: is that it's not more kadosh. It's a kinyas makom bi'alma. Within the realm of Kedusha. It's at best, maybe Kraft told the Kfiyas Makom
B'Alma. But the Baal, it's not really Baal.
Correct. Not exactly B'Alma. So now, where do we. But leaving the Mefarshei HaMikra aside for now, the truth is, I'm not going to get into it now, but Rashi clears this Chakira, and it's not so clear which side he's preferring. Because there's a machlokas tanaim, whether you need a pasuk to tell you're allowed to shef kachin kalim bit tzafon or not. And he says, at least in our gear, so it depends on this chakira. If tzafon is more kadosh, then obviously it's a shef kachin kalim bit tzafon. But it's a kvias makom, then maybe that's not their makom, and you need a pasuk to teach you. Since the only nafkamina is whether you need a pasuk to teach you something or not, there's no halach in nafkamina, it's hard to know how we paskin. The tzon kachin there, if you look, is the opposite gersa. But either way, Rashi's saying it's a machlokas tanam had a darshan the pasuk, and the machlokas tanam, the nafkamina of the drasha, depends on this hakir. What's the nafkamina? The main nafkamina is Rashi in terms of drashas hapsukim, at least in our gersa. What he's saying is if tzafon is more kadosh, then it's obvious you could check the shlomim in the tzafon. More kadosh is always good. But if tzafon is kfiyas makom, you might have thought that's the wrong kfiyas makom for shlomim. Shlomim is accomplishing a different kabbalistic thing. Although Tzom Kachim is the opposite here, sir.
And we know what Rashi thinks ultimately.
But we know what Rashi thinks ultimately, because Rashi in Menacho says that why are the Nechnasim in the Tzafon? Because he's just saying, like, why do these people, the people doing the more important things, stand in the Tzafon? Because Tzafon is more Kadosh. So Rashi does seem to tell us how he prefers, right? Rashi in Menacho's Daf Tzadi Tes says, because Tzafon is more Kadosh. So Rashi seems to prefer the pshat that Tzafon is more kadosh precisely. Now, I think that here's where I think this ties into our sugya very significantly. And if you did read the footnote in the Kansas Rishona, I think I'm saying the opposite of what he said. So you can come and argue and decide who you agree with. The nafkamina is, what's the nature of the psul of darum? And here I think Tosfos asks, right, which is really what's being needed on our Gemara, what's being needed on Amid Beis. Tosfos and Zvachim asks, based on the word Amid Beis, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that if you shecht kachi kachi midarom im alu yerdu. So puzzle, it's like kachi shemesu, you kick it off the Mizbeach. Tosfos says, what's so bad about it? And he has two answers. What's so bad about it? What's so bad about darom? Why is darom so bad? What's so bad about darom? So what are Tosfos' two answers there in Zvachim? One and? Gzeres HaKasav. So it might be Gzeres HaKasav. There's certain pasuk which for various technical reasons we doubt should be referring to Darom. Or, here's what's fascinating. He says, maybe Darom's like Shvutei Chutz. This is a fascinating question. Is Darim is not shutei chutz. Don't misquote Tosos or anyone else. And Tosan Bezim and Bezim Me'il also says like shutei chutz. You're not chayiv kares for shechtin kachi kachi b'darim. Sorry, it's not mamash shutei chutz. Question is it ke'ein shutei chutz? So is it like shutei chutz or not? Which side of this chakira would make it seem like shutei chutz? So I think, and feel free to argue, that that really depends on this chakira. If you say it's more kadosh, then darom is like shkutei chutz. What's so bad about shkutei chutz? Why are shkutei chutz so not fitting for the mizbeach? Because you didn't just mess up. Why shkutei chutz can't go on the mizbeach? Shkutei chutz, if you put it on the deck, you have to take it off, but every other psul is okay. Because every other psul is just a psul. But shkutei chutz is psul of HaKodesh. Every other psul is just a psul. Shkutei chutz is, you never gave it the Kedusha in the first place, because Shkita is what gives it the final Kedusha, I'm assuming, the Akron assume, and you didn't shecht it in the place of Kedusha. What's so bad about Shkutei Chutz, not your Chayiv Karis. Chayiv Karis for Kegel, and that's not so bad. That has a Ritzoy. What's so bad about Shkutei Chutz is that you didn't give it Kedusha, because you shecht it in a Makom Chol. So I think if you assume Dorum was a Makom Chol, not a Makom Chol, obviously, a Makom Kedusha Kala, then you didn't give it Kedusha Chamura. You didn't give it Kedusha's Kedusha. Right? Kachi Kachi. You didn't give it Kedusha Sheva Kedusha. You only gave it Kedusha Kala. Because you shecht it in a place without Kedusha Sheva Kedusha. So it's like Shlutei Chutz. It doesn't have enough Kedusha. But if it's like Fias Mokom B'Alma, then I think Darom is just like every other soul. You did the Avoda wrong. You did it B'Mokom Kadosh. You have Kedusha. You have the Kedusha, but you did the other wrong. You might have done it the wrong time, you might have done it the wrong person, you might have been wearing the wrong clothes, you might have had the wrong hands, meaning unwashed. You might have had the wrong thoughts. So, you had the wrong Tfiyas Makom. But I think it's Burr to me, and again, regardless of what it says in the Nesem Shonen footnote, I think it's clear that what's so bad about Shkutei Chutz? What's bad about Shkutei Chutz is not Chayiv Karis. That's not such a big soul. Pickles Chayiv Karis. What's such a big soul is that you never gave it Kedusha, because you never brought it into Kedusha in the first place. You have to bring it into Kedusha by bringing it to a Makom Kadosh and shechting it. So if this Darum is not Kadosh enough, then it's like Shlutei Chutz. If it's just a Kfiyas Makom B'Alma, because I don't know, some Kabbalistic reason of what you're trying to accomplish, then Taki, you didn't accomplish all the goals you set out to accomplish. That's the same as Zar and Laila and Mechuster Begadim and Lo Rachot Yudayim Raglayim and etc. It's a regular psul. You didn't do it in the right place. Because Makom B'Alma is just a regular psul. What? He? Are we all supposed to go downstairs?
There was an email.
Okay, anyway. What? Okay, we're done. Chamir Sakanta Surah.
Actually, the medical value is to ignore things.
What?
Anyway,
turn off the recorder. Okay, we'll have to finish up this idea. We have to show on Sunday and go on.
New York, continue.
Okay, everyone, let's go down. I have to apologize in advance that I didn't write up the next.